Good morning. It's a very short reflection this morning as we enter into Holy Week, Passion Week. This one week that is the most solemn weeks of our year as Catholic Christians. And this is a week that is filled with contradictions. It is filled with sin and grace. It is filled with false humility and true humility. It is filled with guilt and innocence. In our gospel today that we read before the Mass, Jesus enters Jerusalem to the cries of glory, palms raining down upon him, only just a few days later to be driven out to the shouts of crucify him, crucify him. And instead of palms being rained down upon him, blows are rained down upon his back and upon the crown of thorns by the soldiers. He enters into Jerusalem with his followers, his disciples. But even now, they don't understand what's going on. They are eating with him, but they are far from him. This argument that rings out among them, who is to be the greatest among us? Peter tells them, I will never deny you, only to be told, before the cock crows, you'll deny me three times. All of the others saying that they will be faithful, and yet they all abandoned him in the garden. Peter, James, and John, his closest three disciples, the ones who were with him at the most momentous occasions of his entire life, the rising of the daughter of Jairus from the dead, the Mount of Transfiguration, the night of the Passion, even these three cannot stay awake with him. They go to sleep as he is in agony, sweating blood. We see the sins of commission and the sins of omission, the guilty and the innocent. We see it in his followers demanding that Barabbas, this murderer, this insurrectionist, be released so that they can crucify Christ. We see it in Pilate and Herod. We see it in the Roman soldiers. We see in the face of all of this evil, the innocent one. We see it in the thief who was with him on the cross. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. We see it in the centurion when he says, truly, this was the Son of God. So as we go through this week, we need to take time to spend with Christ. Where would you like to be? And to ask myself, where am I? Are my actions and my words in conformity with my desires? Alexander Solzhenitsyn, a Russian patriot and persecuted Christian, sees these things in the light of good and evil. Not really an external judgment, but more of an internal judgment for every one of us. He spent years in one of Stalin's prisons, in a gulag, falsely accused but nonetheless imprisoned. And he witnessed there what circumstances could do to a human being, what it could do to him. This line that goes through our hearts that separates the good and the evil. It's not a political line. It's not a socio-economical line. It is not a line that divides cities or states. It passes through every human heart. And it is a line that shifts. Even in hearts that are overwhelmed with evil, there remains a bridge to the good. Even in the hearts that are devoted to the good, there remains a dark corner. And it is a temptation to use labels to simply disregard the other, good ones or bad ones. But then he would experience a guard who was doing terrible things offer an act of kindness to a prison inmate. Or he would see someone who was really a good person turn on another. He says that we all have to realize that this line of good and evil crosses through our hearts no matter where we are. The line that allows the very same people to cry out, Hail and Hosanna on Sunday. To cry out, crucify him on Friday afternoon. This line remains in our hearts. And it is good for us to see that that line is there. To realize that no matter how much we want to say with St. Peter, Lord, I will never abandon you. How easy it is for us to sell out. How easily we deny him. But through it all, to know that there remains one thing in the end that will triumph: divine mercy. And especially in this year devoted to divine mercy, to entrust our hearts to the mercy of God. When we come to Him in humility, when we admit our faults, acknowledging even our good deeds flow from His love, and when we entrust all to Him, we are confident that a love that is strong enough to defeat even the death of God's own Son is the love that will come over, that will overcome our sin as well. And so this Passion Week, this Holy Week, we'll have ample opportunity to pray to the merciful heart of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I trust in You.